Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb on your throwback Thursday. By the way, 1968, today's the day the Heidi game invaded NBC. They turned off a football game for a TV movie, and all hell broke loose. Nevertheless, it's why you get games in their entirety now, and everything has to wait. All right, what's the good of the day?
I'm sorry. This isn't the good of the day, but I'm just laughing because I look up at one of the TVs we have going on, and it's on a news station, right?
Right.
And it's the Weather Channel doing that thing where they superimpose a guy into the middle of a storm.
Yeah.
And the storm that they superimposed him into is the incoming snowstorm in Buffalo.
Oh.
And the feet of snow is slowly piling around him. Like, we can't tell, like, how much snow is actually going to be falling.
It's going to be so weird this weekend. It's going to be so fun to watch.
Maybe that is the good of the day, because I'm looking at this. This is hysterical.
Yeah.
Just watching, like, you know, wild. it's like a small igloo appearing behind him. I mean, at this point, you know, maybe close Buffalo down.
Well, you would say that to somebody from Buffalo, and they would go, why? This is what we do. We know.
It's four to six feet.
This is not snow in Alabama. This is snow in Western New York.
I mean, this news broadcast
me to shut the sunshine down.
No, that news broadcast was geared towards people in Southern California.
Of course.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Because I look at that, I'm like, yeah, you'd be trapped in your house for days.
Yeah, right? Forever.
I don't know. I'm loving this story. I'm a little worried, though, that the NFL is going to move the game. Like, they're thinking about a neutral site. I'm like, no, don't do that. Come on.
I know. Let's just see if they can play it in Buffalo.
Don't rob us. Exactly. Anyways, back to the good of the day. The good of the day, I've got to give it to Mattress Mac. He's at it again, Tony.
Loading his jet with money?
Well, he already did that, and he was handing out, like barrels of cash to people because, you know, the promotion he had through his furniture stores where he was like, you know, I'll double your refund or whatever. I can't remember. All I know is the bad part of it is I didn't partake in it.
So what's the good part of Mattress Mac?
He just placed another bet.
What'd he do?
$1.5 million on Houston to win the national championship.
Oh, that's a pretty good bet. That's not a bad bet.
If he wins it, if they win it, and they're a good team.
Very good team. Ranked third?
I think so.
Yeah.
$14 million in his pocket.
Nice. Good job,
Mattress Mac. So, and you know it's going to come with another promotion. And, I mean, this is such a smart business move because he wins no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, because people are going to go to a store. They're going to buy stuff. And so he probably will make enough money off of that that'll almost counteract the bet.
Sure.
And it's just, I mean, it makes me jealous.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way to live because you're not really sweating it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it does go back to I'm really curious about gamblers who are very wealthy because I think we talked about this before, but that movie Two for the Money. Matthew McConaughey says to the rich guy, what does it take for you? How much do you have to bet to feel a win, right? Like, what does it take for somebody with money? Like you said, a guy that's going to hedge his bet on a store promotion.
Yeah.
So while he's rooting for the Astros to win the World Series because he's an Astros fan and the money on the other end is unbelievable, what he's getting in return, what does it take for Mattress Mac to feel a loss? Like what does it mean? Where does he get the gambler's high and low?
Or
when you're
like
that
you said,
wealthy,
to feel,
but when you're hedging your bet on, well, even if I lose, I'm making money on the furniture stuff, so I'm not really losing.
Or I mean, just what is there a rise? I'm feeling the win. Like what money? Yeah. What dollar amount is that? Yeah. Oh yeah, I won. I mean, I got to imagine the World Series one.
I think it's
good.
One of the reasons parlays are really popular with people because you can put like $20 down and win like $1,200 or whatever it is, depending on the parlay.
Right.
You obviously can do a 15-thing parlay and win six figures, you know. But that's why parlays, because people are like, I don't mind. For the $20, I get an incredible high of seeing if four things or five things come to fruition, and I can win some serious money.
Right.
But if you're just betting straight up $20 on a game, that's why people go, nah, it's not
Well, that's when you hear those stories, too, where, you know, somebody bet, you know, he's like, oh, he's betting $100 to win five.
Right.
And it's like, okay, why even bet then? Why that just sounds bet, stupid. Yeah.
And it happens at the tables, like when you go to Vegas or wherever, you go, oh, I'm just going to play $5 blackjack if you can find a $5. I don't even know if many places have them anymore. But if you play like $5, eventually you see a $5 bettor going 25. They're throwing that green chip down. There's just an adrenaline that comes, and there's this feeling of either A, you're chasing, or B, you're just not getting enough from the $5 and winning $5 that is coming from gambling, so you bet a little more. That's so again, a guy like him, it's great that he's, like you said, it's a smart business move to sort of hedge it.
Yeah.
But where does he get the gambler's
high?
Right. If his losses don't hurt him and his wins are just covering old losses, or B, he's got so much money that he's just giving it away, you know. So, but that's awesome. Houston's a good team. Back to his bet.
No,
Houston's
a good team. I think it's a smart move.
That's a very smart move. They've got an outstanding basketball team.
Yeah, so, they've had one like a couple for the last couple of years. So, I mean, they've been teetering right there.
Final Four. They've done very well over the last couple of years. So, very, very cool. All right, what's the bat of the day?
Well, it didn't take long, Tony. We were talking about it yesterday, and it's already reared its ugly head. Some Danish news reporter reporting on the World Cup.
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about this later. This is awful.
They got harassed for, apparently, and I'm using quotation marks, but you can't see me, filming in the wrong location.
This is not good. This is not good. And actually, when I saw that video yesterday, I was really angry. I'm really angry at everybody involved in this stupid decision to put this great event, this wonderful, wonderful event.
Once every 4 years.
To this ridiculous setting. An absolute embarrassing country and an embarrassing setting. This is absolutely ridiculous on 1,000 levels. And it's infuriating to see them filming just a stand-up shot because the world media is there, and then these officials come. And the guy even says, you're going to break the camera?
Go ahead and break it.
Go ahead and break it. You're going to break the camera?
They got you on film saying you're going to break the camera. So
yeah, and it's awful.
It's just awful. I mean, it's one of those feelings that it almost feels like they think they're a dictatorship over everyone who's there.
Yeah, right.
And it just, you know, it's like okay, no, you kind of got to be welcoming. You got to have open doors and let people do what they want to do.
Well, that's the problem. Is that what they thought? Like, tell me there were smart people in the room in the Qatar department of we're bribing to get the World Cup. No one said, hey guys, look, the whole world is going to be here. We know what we're getting, right? Like the whole world is coming.
Right.
We can't shut everybody down. And oh, by the way, if we do, this is not going to look good. We're going to have a really, really bad time here. So my question is, what are they afraid of? Right? What are you afraid of? Look, when China got the Olympics, okay, I was in Colorado Springs at the time, and so I had a friend of mine who worked for the Colorado Springs Gazette, and Colorado Springs is the big spot for the Olympics, so they send reporters to cover the games. So he went. When he came back, I did a whole hour with him. We dedicated a whole hour to talk about his experience covering the Olympics. By the way, his flight to Beijing from Colorado Springs was worth just like the 10 minutes that it took to see all the flights he had to take. But he said everything was polished. Everything, like it was.
Right.
He said what was bizarre about it, he says, I did my research going into what I was supposed to expect. He says, when I got there, everything was perfect. Like all the buses ran on time. There was every street was cleaned. Whatever ills that city had, they cleaned it up. For the world.
And you didn't see it for those 2 weeks, right?
And for two, yeah. He says, you didn't see anything that we were hearing, and all, you know, because reporters were talking, we didn't see the things we thought we would see when we got there. Now, that goes to a complete dictatorial government that is going to dictate to its citizens, behave. What in the world is this country doing where people doing simple stand-ups to talk about the World Cup, here comes the golf cart to shut it down and breaking cameras.
Because you're in the wrong spot. You can't film that way. Film this way.
Right.
Show the beautiful skyline. That's
I'm glad there was a day of reckoning for a lot of people about this bribery and this absolute monstrosity.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, too. I think pretty much everyone who was involved with getting Qatar the World Cup is no longer part of FIFA because most of them got arrested.
Right. Most of them got arrested.
And yet still was like, well, you're still going to give it to Qatar, even though we know that they bribed us. But it's still theirs.
It's just, to me, I like, all right, look, I don't want to sound nationalist here. Believe me, I don't mind, but it boggles my mind when the United States is sitting like, we're all ready to go here.
Yeah, it was
like,
our turn.
Like all these other countries, like, you don't have to build stadiums with slave labor. You don't have to oppress your citizens. You don't have to break cameras for the media. You can come here, film whatever you want. Film our homeless camps in Los Angeles. We know they do it here too. Don't worry about it. People know about them. Right, we got problems in this country. You want to film the things that are wrong with the United States? We know, because my God, people in America see them every night on the news. Come in and just come enjoy soccer.
But
we're not hiding anything.
Given recent events, right? The only thing that would, I guess, would really deter the World Cup would be we'd have to outfit some of our indoor stadiums with grass.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then Aaron Rodgers is going to go, see, I've told them all along that they should. Yeah, exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is two conspiracy theories, all right?
All right, I love conspiracy theories.
The first one we're just going to go by really quickly because we kind of spent too much time talking about Qatar anyways, but apparently it may be that, or one conspiracy theory is that Qatar is hiring people to pretend to be fans to build up the atmosphere for the World Cup. I don't really think that's a conspiracy theory. I think it's true.
You think it's true?
Why wouldn't they?
Right.
You know, it's like, you can't do this, you can't do that, you're going to be here, you got to be there. Why wouldn't they go? But look, we're having a great time.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. That makes total sense.
The whole reason why is because, you know, people are filming, you know, you're seeing like TikTok videos or, you know, phone videos of, look at all the England fans are here, and not one of them looks English.
Right.
And like what one user pointed out, look at it, it's like, you know, the England fans are here celebrating. It's like, that's not England fans. No, there's not a chair being thrown.
It's you know what? It's too bad. It is really too bad. I hope, and I know it hasn't even started yet, I just hope that everybody around the world, that whatever they were expecting, I'm talking about just your casual fan in wherever globe, whatever they expected their local country's media to present to give them, they're able to get. Stories, information about the team, all this stuff, shots from the, you know, I hope they get it all. I know they're getting the games, but all that extra stuff that you want, I want to read about it. I want to read, like, I hope they get that. I don't know if they will, but we'll see. We'll see. But it's too bad because, like you said, this is an amazing event. This is a global event. This is a every 4 year thing, and this country is about ready to screw it up, absolutely screw it up. So I hope to God that it goes off without a hitch, and that people get what they want out of it. No more breaking camera stories.
Yeah, come on,
it's crazy. Come on.
Well, I fear that's not the last.
Was there a second conspiracy
theory?
There
was a second conspiracy theory. This one's a lot more fun, and that is that Tom and Giselle's divorce coincides with the fall of FTX. That could be one of the reasons why they're getting a divorce is because of the fraudulent, now going bankrupt cryptocurrency website FTX. And they, in fact, are being sued.
They are.
For $11 billion.
Somebody said that Twitter right now is a disaster because nobody really knows anything.
Well, no, nobody works there anymore.
Yeah. But somebody said that, like, they had, like, 80% of their wealth tied in this, and somebody said, "No, that's absolutely not true. That's not true." But they were in on it. I mean, they had money in it. They did the ad, right? I'm in. I'm getting into crypto.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
nobody's answered this question for me. Is crypto done now, or is that an old thing, new thing? Is that just one aspect of crypto, or is all of crypto sort of stay away? I don't know. I don't follow that very well.
Yeah. One user who put together a huge timeline details why they went to the Bahamas, why they went to Costa Rica. It wasn't really to save a marriage. It was more of like, hey, we're in, you know, trouble. We need to kind of move our money around.
Yeah.
And secure it and save it. And You know, and it kind of coincides with the divorce.
Not a bad conspiracy theory. It's, I don't know how much of it's believable, but it's not a bad one.
Because, you know, it's creative. They pointed out that, you know, hey, it was all roses and sunshine back in May and June. And then when, you know, then when this started to hit the fan, they, all of a sudden, they fell apart.
You know, it's funny because there was, I couldn't go 2 seconds on my TV without Matt Damon going,
right.
Yeah, are you as brave as the people who walked on the moon? Are you as brave as the explorers that thought the world was flat and thought they were going to fall off a cliff and they explored new worlds? Are you as brave as the bravest person you know, or are you a baby and a coward? Because if you're a baby and a coward, keep your money in regular money. But if you're brave and you're strong, put it in crypto. I'm not seeing those ads anymore. I don't think we're rolling with that anymore.
You know what? We need to find someone to answer your question. Right. I don't know if crypto is dead, but yeah, I'm not seeing anything for it.
Yeah, I'm not. There's no more of those ads popping up saying, "What are you waiting for, wimp? Put all your money in crypto." Like, I'm seeing stories of, I think Cade Cunningham of the Detroit Pistons did a sponsorship deal where he took all of his money in some sort of cryptocurrency and it went bankrupt. Like, he lost it all. It's like, oh, good God. Good God. Yeah, so I'm not exactly seeing the big buzz around it like I did not that long ago. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Teresa Walker is going to join us at 40 past the hour to talk Titans. They play Green Bay tonight on Thursday Night Football. It is Wake Up Call on a Throwback Thursday.